Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The grass is beginning to green, the leaves are unfurling, and the ash trees are starting to disappear. Eric Helland is owner of Landscape Garden Centers, and he joins us in the SDPB Sioux Falls studio to answer your gardening and growing questions. You can send us a text at 605-956-7372 or 956-SDPB, that is, or email me at inthemoment@sdpb.org. Again, 956-SDPB or inthemoment@sdpb.org to ask Eric Helland your ash tree and gardening questions. Hey, Eric, welcome back.
Thank you.
The sun
is great
shining.
To be back. Yeah, it is absolutely beautiful outside.
It was sitting in my yard this weekend, and I was looking at it at this precise moment where you can kind of still see all the work that needs to be done before everything is opened up, and then you really just can't even see it.
Hey, you're right. Yeah. Yeah.
Is now the time to start going at some of those branches? Is it too soon if you've got bushes and branches and trees?
Oh, no. This is the best time right now. Things are just starting, like you said, unfurl, and the leaves are starting. You'll see buds, and you'll see new leaves and stuff like that, and trimming trees back, trimming shrubs back, trimming perennials, taking basically last year's plants or the material and removing that, so that way it'll make way for the new stuff that's coming up from either the ground or off the branches. So this is a great time to do it. It actually comes off, and a lot of that stuff just breaks off, so you barely have to touch it, and it just crumbles, and it cleans up very, very quickly. I was mowing my lawn last night and noticed how wet it still is. This is even before we got another quarter inch of rain, so there's a lot of moisture in the ground.
Southeast South Dakota is squishy.
Yes. And I also heard just today is that there's even frost in the ground in some places, which is not allowing the water to percolate down, is because there's just a layer of frozen tundra.
Do you mow anyway?
Yeah, and this is probably out in different areas where they're trying to build a house. That's where they're digging down 2 feet. But I just tried to clip things off so it looked even, so it looks somewhat presentable, and also get my exercise in.
Yeah.
That's kind of,
I have an electric lawnmower.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm not entirely sure how wet the ground can be while I'm using it, so I'm a little cautious. Because
I don't want to be that person.
I don't want to be that newspaper story.
I never even thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I'd
be
worried
about
lazy.
Getting stuck before worried about getting electrocuted. But yeah. So you'll see a lot of trees. Here's the other thing is there's some trees that are really starting to wake up, and there's some that are still sleeping because the ground temps are just not there. And that's what we're running into is, yes, we're about May, almost May 15th. In the ground temp, I was just talking to a groundskeeper at a golf course, and he said that he was checking his ground temps, and they're still in the 40s. Mm. Well, 40s doesn't let anything grow. It's that top inch of the ground that might be in the 60s, but what we need, and it looks as though that's coming our way, is low overnight temps. Our lows are higher.
Right.
So that 50-degree mark, that really helps to warm up the ground. It's not so much about your daytime temps. It's more or less a lot about those overnight lows.
So I'm stuck on the fact that there's a thermometer that you stick that far into the ground.
Yeah. You can do it that way. And now they have a bunch of digital ones that you can just point at it and it'll tell you what it is. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Huh.
All right. So clean out that detritus from your yard get rid of it. Let's talk about those ash trees.
Yep.
Because I was at an event this weekend and that was the talk of the town, where people were noticing places where the trees had been marked and where the trees had been removed. How bad is the emerald ash borer? What do we call it? Outbreak, infestation?
Come up with something.
Situation.
So emerald ash borer. I talked about it a little bit, a lot last year. This year, I know the city is going after taking out a lot of the trees that are in the right of way, and that's going on. They also found out that over 9,000 trees had been treated, which is a good thing, a positive thing, because there's a high percentage of ash trees in Sioux Falls, so that will help slow down, basically called slowing down the death curve, which doesn't sound all good, but you're slowing it down rather
slowing
than speeding
down
it
up. Curve.
Yeah, so it won't be happening as at a rate that what they
thought. Not funny. I don't know why I'm laughing. It's just
sounds.
The lingo is kind of. But
something
is it
like
just a Sioux Falls problem right now?
I think because of the high concentration of ash trees that we do have, I think it may be. But there's also a lot of surrounding communities that have a lot of high population of ash trees. Yeah. So all of those things are going to be spreading. Now, I've also heard that it's not going to go, you know, a certain northern latitude. It won't be reaching that far up, but anything between us and Omaha, you know, going south, of course, it will be hitting.
Do they hibernate the bugs? I mean, they hang out. Same bugs from last year.
Yep, and then they lay their eggs. You know, the life cycle of a bug is usually, you know, you have your larva stage, and so the egg, larva, and so now what they're doing is, I think they're very active. They're mating, or going to be Memorial Day, I guess, is their kickoff. I don't know why that day, but they kick off. They have a big party, and then they celebrate, and then they go lay their eggs, and then the larva is active, and all of those things are active until they become less active after Labor Day. So they're between two holidays, national holidays, how they pick those holidays. But I think, no, they're just chosen because they're easy for everybody else to remember. But so we're coming up now. You can trim your trees, your ash trees. Once we hit Memorial Day up until Labor Day, no more trimming, no more cutting. Because whenever you cut or trim an ash tree, it will release a pheromone, a smell, which then attracts the emerald ash borer. Because that's when they're moving around. So we want to limit that. And I think the city of Sioux Falls has done a great job. And a lot of the arborists and the tree people that have been cutting all these things done or following what we're supposed to be doing or not doing. And I think that's making a big difference and making an impact. So I still think it's very something, since we have such a high concentration of ash trees, that we have to be very, very diligent on. And by treating them, removing them, or replacing them.
When do we treat? Now?
Treating will happen after Memorial Day. And replacing would have to, if you needed to remove the tree, it'd have to happen between now and Memorial Day. And removing them. And then replacing them, we plant trees all year long until the ground freezes.
What can you do with it once you've taken the tree down? Can you use it as firewood?
I don't know about using it. I think for your own personal use, you could use it for firewood if you chopped it up. But I think what they want to do is they want to control that by putting it into a quarantined area. So there's in Sioux Falls, there's a few different areas where they want to chip it up and burn it that way it's kind of controlled. They're trying to just control where that bug is going. And the less places you have it scattered around the city, the less chance of it spreading to keep that death curve down.
For people who don't remember from last year, are you looking for the bugs themselves on your trees, or are you looking for something in the tree that tells you this tree is a problem?
Yeah. So you're going to be looking, you're going to see like the middle parts of the tree just dead, and then they are extremely brittle. And so you'll see different parts of the tree, and a lot of times you'll just notice it around a bunch of other trees, ash trees, and a lot of that stuff is just going to, you'll notice it where the trees are kind of trying to shoot out leaves, but are not quite consistent, and so it looks like something's going on, and then that's where I try to get a hold of an arborist to be able to help you identify. Mm-hmm. The main thing that we really want to be careful of, and my biggest fear, is that something harmful happens, where these trees, once they are infected, it doesn't take long and they become extremely brittle to the point of where arborists do not even want to be taking them down, because even the vibration from the chainsaw can actually make them fall down on top of a person. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things that the city's very, I mean, this is not something to take lightly, because serious damage could happen.
Right. All right, let's talk a little bit about other things that we should be doing right now. Flowers and and fern and flower beds and lawns.
Get your annuals out, put them out, start working your garden, wait until the ground warms up. If you have a raised planter or a raised garden, I mean, you could start planting there. The Lowe's are awesome, so there's no reason why not to not put your annuals out. And let's really push the envelope now, because between now and the next winter storm is, we got to get a bunch of color out there and really truly enjoy this. I think we all deserve this.
You mean the next winter storm, like next week?
No.
Because you never know.
I know.
Around here. It could be.
Yeah. No, I just want to, annuals, get your roses planted, peonies. Peonies are making a huge comeback.
You mean in popularity?
Yeah. Yeah,
or they just, are it's just a good year for peonies.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm hoping it is. I know mine.
When do they
I've
blossom?
Got a couple.
I think mine are not.
They're
yeah,
it's
there yet.
Coming pretty soon.
Yeah.
But they're just. It's one of those things. I was talking to my sister out in the East Coast, and she says that they. That's what everybody wants to have because the flower is just absolutely
good, because
amazing.
They're easy.
Yeah, they are.
Right.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything to my peonies because I sort of.
Yes.
Deficient in this regard, and they okay. just keep showing up
yeah.
for me.
Yep.
So, do you buy them as a bush? Do you? I mean,
you buy them as a plant
because I
a
should
pot.
Get more.
Yep. Yep. So, and then you can actually transplant, and as a plant gets bigger, take off different chunks of that plant and go transplant okay. them. Just make sure you transplant them at the same level as what they were planted in before, because they get kind of persnickety, finicky.
Picky peonies.
Yep.
All right. Eric Helen, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next time as we walk through the growing season with you.
Sounds great. Thanks, Lori.
Appreciate your time. Eric Helen is the president of Landscape Garden Centers in Sioux Falls.